Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah. Bam,
bam, bam. All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. Well, Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoff, what do you got for us on this Tuesday?
All right, BT, start with you. Dodgers are done spending this offseason. Bald face truth, bald face lie.
I don't know what other holes they. I'd like to not to steal your lie. How many roster spots they have? Did MLB expand it by 5 slots? I would say bald face lie. I mean, it's definitely not going to be a starting pitcher. It's not going to be a relief pitcher. They've got great players everywhere. Maybe like an ancillary fourth outfielder. I don't know, rotational piece off the bench, but. I'd have to think that this is the team that's going to win 118 games this year.
If you would have asked me that yesterday, I would have said that's a bald-faced truth. They're done spending. Where else are they going to spend? Like, enough's enough. And then they reportedly get Kirby Yates, and I guess it's not official yet, so who knows, but sounds like it's trending in that direction. Yeah, I just don't know. I literally, we should bring up their roster and count the roster spots of which names could potentially be replaced on their 26-man roster. I mean, it's ridiculous what the Dodgers have done, but I would tend to agree with BT and say that I think now at this point, it's probably safe to say they are done spending.
Okay, for now. We'll find out tomorrow.
And Pete Alonso gets announced with the Dodgers.
Sal, to you. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Mark Andrews needs to face the media and fans before the end of the playoffs about his dropped two-point conversion.
You know, that's a bald-faced truth, and I'm glad you brought that up. Not only do I think it's ridiculous that Andrews didn't face the media, and he had an awful game, and he is, if you had to pick one reason why they lost, it would be him. But did you hear some of the talk that, I forget where I heard this. I don't know if I heard it on Sports
That it wasn't
talk.
A good throw?
Yeah.
Boomer was saying that.
Was it Boomer this
Boomer
morning?
Boomer was
saying that?
And he wasn't alone, but Boomer said that.
Dude, come on now. Well, what, does he got to be perfect? Like, was Boomer the one saying Lamar's making $55 million a year?
I didn't hear Boomer say the money.
Chris Sims on the KMs.
Oh, that's where I heard it. There you go. Okay.
Chris, Chris had the same opinion.
And maybe they played the cut. Maybe it was CeeLo. That's where I heard it this morning. Yes, Chris Sims saying, oh, he's making $55 million a year. He's got to make it better. I mean, come on. I get it. Lamar Jackson's a great player, and you want everything to be perfect. It's reality. It's football. He's on the run. It's slick weather. Like, so all the excuses that everybody's putting in place for Andrews, you can ignore that when you talk about Lamar Jackson trying to make that throw. The throw was there. Make the catch. I mean, good God.
I know that Chris said, he did say that he's got to make a better throw. But yeah, I was surprised. Boomer said the same stuff. How was it worded, though, just so I answer this the proper way about Andrews' face in the music?
He needs to do it before the end of the playoffs.
I'm going to say bull face lie. It's too late. It's too late because the meaningful period of evaluation and accountability has expired. And, yeah, maybe if he gets around to it on some pod with a former player, that'll satisfy some people. I'm not looking to crucify the guy, but my evaluation of how we handle that is already set. Nothing will change. Immediately after the game, you've got to do it. If not, you get one day cool-down period of one day. Still didn't do it? I don't care. He dropped the ball.
Final one for you, BT. Mike Kafka will not return to the Giants in 2025.
I'm going to say bald-faced truth. I mean, he almost didn't return a year ago, and now, you know, he's in demand. Why is he in the demand that he's in? If anybody can answer that, is maybe the fourth question. I'd love to know the answer. I don't know. I mean, geez. It's funny. All of our guys can do nothing. Everybody wants to hire. Robert Saleh's got three interviews. Kafka's on every hiring board, apparently. I just feel like the writing's on the wall. Last year, it was probably of somebody else's volition. This year, it's probably of his own where he chooses to leave. So, bald-faced truth, I believe he's gone.
Yeah, a bald-faced truth, because it sounds like, especially if Glenn is going to be the Jets hire as a head coach. Like, I think the dominoes will fall. If Glenn does leave the building without a deal, he's going to go interview in New Orleans, and maybe he gets that job over Kafka, and then obviously would change things, and Kafka comes back, because I don't think he's rumored to be anywhere else. It was Chicago, right? Didn't he interview with Chicago?
I think so. You don't think Flores would be on the Saints list at that? I guess not.
I remember I told you yesterday, Flores doesn't get the Jets job. I don't think he's getting a job.
Yeah, we talked about that. You might be right.
I think I just get the feel, and I guess New Orleans, because of the weather, had to push the interviews back this week. So Kafka, instead of it being today, his second interview is going to be later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that that's going to be their hire. I don't know why. I'm with you. Now, remember, a couple years ago, and I would never subscribe to, okay, well, just because Dable and Kafka got the most out of Jones and won a road playoff game, you should hire Kafka immediately. But if you liked him then, why wouldn't you then like him now? It's not just off of that 1 year. It's that you believe in his offensive principles.
Yes.
So then I can understand it, why he might be appealing in some regard. But, I mean, dude, the Giants' offense has been the worst offense in the league.
It's ridiculous.
For two straight years, they can't move the ball. You're going to hire this guy off of it?
I don't know. About this, those are the three questions right there, Hop. I'm a little surprised. 2 hours into the show, not a single reference to what I believe is a beautiful plum turtleneck of the mock variety.
I didn't even notice.
Nice little sweater turtleneck here. You guys haven't said a word based on the turtleneck history.
It fits well. That's why we haven't said anything.
Yeah, now you sound like my wife. Oh, you didn't notice I got my hair cut or what I'm wearing? I'm like... No,
the other one's I know. I was stuffed in like a sardine. That black one was too tight. That was definitely too tight. The one that I did the pod and with the Patino interview, that was definitely too tight. I do admit.
It also had a double like rollover.
It was thick. It was almost like a Popeye turtleneck. This is a little more modified. The mock.
You couldn't help but notice it with the other one. I really didn't notice it.
True.
Come on, dude. We're dudes.
I hope you're not looking at my shoes. But you always make fun of me. I thought you guys would, the window would be open more fun of me.
That should tell you that if we're not making fun of you, that it looks...
It's acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. It's not noticeable enough to be like, what the hell is he wearing?
I hear you. That was a bad look still. I dropped with that black one. I dropped the ball.
No, you said...
But I looked at it again and compared to... I thought I was buying mocks. I didn't know that was not a mock. It just rolls up so, if it gets extra cold, I could just poke holes in it for my eyes, and I could wear it as a hat and a...
Final question. Who do you think in this room would look worse in a turtleneck?
You.
Me?
Oh, yeah. So
you're going to say Dove?
Out of all of us?
Out of all of us, yeah.
Well, Dove, although for religious purposes, you're allowed, you just elect to wear the white shirt, correct, Dove?
Correct.
Okay. I think he'd look pretty good. I think, him with the turtleneck, he would look like the sage, wise voice that he is.
Instead of dressing us up in clown costumes and WWE stars, maybe the loser has to start wearing mock turtlenecks. So the double turtleneck.
Oh, speaking of the WWE, I'll do this a little later. I got an update on something with the little issue with the costume, perhaps.
Oh.
I got to run something by you guys. I'm not backing out. Don't worry. Look at this guy's face.
You got the red paint?
The paint's the easiest part.
Okay.
I'll run it by you later. I don't want to
delay in shipping.
No.
Hoff, where are you?
I have everything.
No, do it later. Not now. We'll do it. There's not enough time. I want to do it later. I want to do it later.
Okay.
You have to flush some stuff out.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't.
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dear.
I don't like the sound of that.
You might not like what the delivery of it. I will do it on the air later.
BT and Sal, all the fellas get back to the folds. We've been talking Jets and their head coach search. Scott is in Franklin Lakes. What's up, Scott?
All right. So the Jets have interviewed all these people. I don't understand why they haven't considered or looked at, and if they have, it's news to me, Matt Nagy, Super Bowl champ.
They spoke to him.
Experienced head coach.
They did. Scotty, they spoke to
Matt. What are they doing about?
Evidently not hiring him.
Why would he be considered?
I don't think
so. Compared to Aaron Glenn, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, Nagy.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, what?
Go ahead, Scott.
We can't do this dance. I'm sorry. Jeez, that was. I tried to step in there. I think there was a little bit of a delay.
I think there is a half a second delay there, maybe not Scott's fault.
Yeah, which is the problem there. But I'd be curious to see why he would just say, Aaron Glenn, what are you kidding me, in comparison to Nagy. Like, at least give the, hey, I want an offensive guy.
Yep.
Nagy's had some experience. He fits more what I would want than Aaron Glenn does. I don't know if Nagy, again, would be the guy. Just because I say I want, theoretically, experience and offense,
yeah,
it doesn't mean I would go Nagy because he has both over Aaron Glenn.
Well, Nagy's also a visor guy.
Yeah, not a visor guy.
Can you get away with that? I actually am. I like visors.
Really?
I do. I got a lot of golf
and visors, huh?
I love visors, actually. I give it a little one-inch tilt. Yeah.
I always felt
get
like
that street cred going. Just a little one-inch tilt.
This could be wrong, but I always felt like a visor had to be with somebody, you know, that has hair. Like, you or I are bald.
No. Why? Because if anything, it obscures the fact. Not that I mean, everybody knows I'm bald. I'm not trying to hide it. But if you wear a visor, now your dome's going to get baked.
And you get nothing on. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get nothing on
I'm
top.
I'm not saying I would wear it in 93-degree heat playing golf. Like, but if it's least, like 65,
at least with the visor, you're showing off the hair that you have. I don't know if you could wear a visor.
Well, it's more of an accessory. Mm. Anyway, about Nagy, the appeal... Visor aside, I just don't think has a head coach ever been a visor guy in New York?
New York.
That's where I was going. Either way, I don't think Kerm was. Maybe not.
Kerm.
But here's the appeal with Nagy. I was just going through the coaches.
Coat tight. No, he was a hat guy, right? Not a visor.
He should have been a brown paper bag guy. I was wearing. I think the appeal, Sal, maybe for some with Nagy, and I get this, is that he won some games with Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah. Hey, I think you could
still
do
backup.
I think you could do worse than Nagy. He still would not be my choice based on the other options out there.
Yeah,
like, if you're gonna hire Nagy, why wouldn't you just hire Mike McCarthy?
Well, true, but for those who like Aaron Glenn and I do,
yeah.
You should ask me why not Matt Nagy over Aaron Glenn? I don't know that I have a good answer except gut. I don't really have a good answer, and I got to be honest with you. When I saw that the Jets were interviewing Nagy, I'm like, I don't want this guy. I don't really mean it this way. I'm like, this guy's a loser.
Right.
I don't want him.
He doesn't project the way Glenn does.
I don't know what it was, but then, and I also think, not that he was, Lombardi, I think I understated what he did with a very average to subpar quarterback in Chicago. And by the way, the Bears aren't a good franchise. He had a little success for a bad franchise with an average to below average quarterback. I don't know why that's not more appealing to me.
You know who he'd remind me of if he got the second chance
here?
Hold on,
let me see. Who? Jim Fossil?
No. Well, you just go based off the visor?
No, I don't know why.
Was Fossil a visor guy? I feel like he was.
I think he was.
Yeah. So far, no one's worn a visor. I got to
Fossil,
be honest.
Look at Jim Fossil. He might have been a visor guy.
I think his son definitely wore a visor.
He just got hired again somewhere I saw.
Jim did?
Guy. No, his son,
did. No, I know.
You know, Jim's passed away.
Oh, that's
away,
right. Yeah, of course.
Oh, what was I going to say?
Hi, Joe Beningo.
Jeez, of course I know he passed away. I was on the air with Tiki when he passed away. Tiki got choked up. Come on, don't pull me into that. Come on.
Dude. No,
I love Fossil.
No,
I really do. Great guy. Great guy.
Where the hell was he? Oh, where Nagy would remind me. Fossil was a good head coach.
He was.
RIP. So Nagy would remind me of, like, Gase. A second-time guy, offensive guy. Like, at the time, I liked the idea of Gase, but a guy who, in his first stop, didn't really project, you know, confidence.
Breaking news. Jim Fossil does wear a visor. Or did wear a visor. There
you
go.
We got it right. We got it right. He's also no longer with
us. He doesn't still wear it.
No, I said that wrong.
He did when he wore it, right?
He did. Yeah, so we
I got
pictures
with the visor. I thought so.
We got
and, you know, he's a good-looking guy, Jim. Jim could rock the visor.
He had some success here.
You could wear a visor.
I
look like Matt Nagy now that I think about it.
What? Where does this come from?
Throw a visor on the... Hold on. Hoff, do me a favor. On our BT and Sal Twitter account,
yes.
Get a picture of this guy. Have somebody superimpose a visor
Kaplan's
and then put Nagy. And I guarantee... It's pretty close.
I got to look at Matt Nagy again. Maybe on second thought, he's not like Adam Gase. Hire Matt Nagy.
Actually, I think Adam Gase was like a complete geek. I don't get that sense with Nagy.
Meaning,
I thought Nagy projected better than Gase.
I never got that. Again, here when we watch him was a little bit different, but I just feel like experienced offensive coordinator failed first stop,
yep.
And I didn't get great projection from Nagy the first time.
I know you didn't. Okay, but we're getting hung up, and I'm not changing my mind and saying they should call Nagy now and have a second interview with him, but... I as we do this out loud, I wonder, and I don't really have a good answer, just flushing through it in real time. I don't know why Nagy wasn't more appealing to me. And while he might not have seemed like, you know, he admitted whatever we want a coach to admit, the guy won some games with Mitch Trubisky for an awful franchise.
I get it. You're selling me on him, honestly.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.